They were cave people. Hello, what are you doing? What are you doing here? You got nothing better to do? Sorry. Pilar is not amused. Go on, Pilar. I'm sorry, Pilar. Pilar, I'm sorry. Oh, she's gone now. I was trying to be funny. I'm not very funny, am I? Anyway, well. Right, well, we begin now on the English programme. Something new. Yes. It's new. I tell you, it's new. It's called the... Oh, my tooth. Oh. Sorry. That's my impression of a dragon, because we've got a new story called The Dragon's Tooth. Sorry, The Dragon's Teeth. And I've never read the story before, but I assume it's going to involve a dragon going, oh, my teeth. Oh. Did a podcast on that a while ago, a video, I seem to recall. But anyway, this is going to test my knowledge of, I think it's Latin, to the max, because we have characters such as Cadmus, Phoenix, and Kilix, I think it is. The three sons of King Agenor, and their little sister Europa. Okay, that's the name of a U2 concert from the 1990s. Okay, they were playing together near the seashore in the kingdom of Phoenicia or Phoenicia. I quite like Phoenicia, but I think it's Phoenicia. But I quite like saying Phoenicia. Practice my Spanish. They had rambled to some... I like to ramble. Anyway, they rambled to some distance from the palace where the parents dwelt. Don't like the word dwelt. Where do you dwell? I'm dwelling over here. And we're now in a verdant meadow. What does verdant mean? Get the dictionary. Oh, really? That's interesting. Okay, right. On one side of which lay the sea, over here, all sparkling and dimpling in the sunshine, and murmuring gently against the beach, the three boys were very happy gathering flowers and twining them into garlands, with which they adorned Europa. Seated on the grass, the child was almost hidden under an abundance of buds and blossoms, whence... I like that. Whence? Her rosy face peeped merrily out, and, as Cadmus said, was the prettiest of all the flowers. Just then, there came a splendid butterfly, fluttering along the meadow, and Cadmus, Phoenix, and Kilix set off in pursuit of it, crying out that it was a flower with wings. Europa, who was a little wearied with playing all day long with the flowers, well, you would be, wouldn't you? Quite frankly, did not chase the butterfly with her brothers, but sat still where they had left her and closed her eyes. For a while, she listened to the pleasant murmur of the sea, which was like a voice saying, "Hush," bidding her to sleep. But the child, if she slept at all, could not have slept more than a moment when she heard something trample on the grass not far from her, and peeping out from the heap of flowers, beheld a snow-white bull. A bull? 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 I was watching the great railway journey things with Michael Portillo, and he came across a bull. A bull? A bull? I can never get that vowel. Help me, please. And he came across a bull. A bull? Bull? Who was tame. And because he's half Spanish, he's never seen one before. And I was trying to listen to how Portillo pronounces bull. Bull? 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 I don't know. And whence could this bull have come? Europa and her brothers had been a long time playing in the meadow, and had seen no cattle nor other living thing either there or on the neighbouring hills. It's very mysterious, this story. There's no way we're going to finish it today, though, folks. Brother Cadmus, cried Europa, starting up out of the midst of the roses and lilies. Phoenix, Kilix, where are you all? Help! Help! Come and drive away the bull! Their brothers were too far off to hear. And there we must take a break. More from this story, the dragon's teeth, no dragon so far, tomorrow.